This is the Australia Report with CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies, Vic Aladef. Good day, mate.
Vic Aladef, a very, very good morning to you. How are you doing?
Good morning, Howard. I'm very well, thank you. Good to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you. Australia and New Zealand Jewish leaders pay their respects at the mosque, which was targeted by white extremists. They're also donating $1.1 million. Tell us about this.
So this took place just a couple of days ago. I flew down to Christchurch to present a check. So the background is that on March 15 this year, so exactly 4 months ago, an extremist right-wing terrorist, burst into two mosques in Christchurch, New Zealand, which is in the South Island, and opened fire on people who were at prayer, murdered 51 people and left a lot of others wounded. And in that horrific massacre, also ended up leaving 34 young widows. The Jewish community here in Sydney, led by the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies, within hours of that massacre, we launched a crowdfunding campaign from the Jewish community here in Sydney. We raised $71,000. At the same time, the Pittsburgh Jewish community also launched a crowdfunding campaign. And the reason why Pittsburgh so far away from New Zealand is that last October, listeners would well remember, the Pittsburgh synagogue was shot up by a white extremist terrorist who killed 11 people. And when that happened, the Muslim community of Pittsburgh raised $200,000 for the Pittsburgh Jewish community. So 6 months later, when the Christchurch massacre happened, Pittsburgh jury said we need to return the favor. And they raised $995,000. Unbelievable number. So their $995,000 plus $71,000 from the Jewish community in Sydney, plus $40,000 from the tiny Jewish community of New Zealand. They only have 8,000 people. Altogether came to $1.1 million. An extraordinary amount from the Jewish community globally. Talking New Zealand, Australia, and Pittsburgh in the United States. Last Wednesday, so a week ago almost now, there was a ceremony. First of all, I was there from Australia, mm-hmm. The New Zealand Jewish leadership and the Muslim leadership of Christchurch. We all met at the synagogue in Christchurch, which is a small and very humble synagogue, which, by the way, was badly damaged in the earthquake. Christchurch had a bad earthquake 8 years ago, and is still struggling to recover from that. So we met at the synagogue. So our Muslim colleagues had a tour of what a synagogue looks like, looked at a Torah scroll. We then went to the two mosques where the massacre took place. And I tell you, it was beyond chilling. Where the imams at both mosques just pointed out literally bullet by bullet where it took place, where the people were massacred, where they were at prayer. It was very moving, very poignant, and just horrific. And we all went from there to the mayor's chambers in Christchurch. And the reason for that was that the mayor is chairing a body called the Christchurch Foundation. And that is the body to whom we have directed all the funds so that there can be accountability. And so the funds will go to medical services, counseling services, education services, all for the families who are affected by the Christchurch massacre. And the various people, the mayor spoke, the New Zealand Jewish leader spoke, I gave a speech, and there were banks of television cameras, media from Sydney, from New Zealand, and it's received a tremendous amount of very positive publicity. And the clincher, if I can use that word, excuse me, I wrote a column in the Sydney Morning Herald on all of the above, and the next day there was a letter published in the Sydney Morning Herald, which said that this magnanimous gesture is, quote, this is what the world needs in terms of bridge building, in terms of working with others, in terms of reaching out to others when they are at pain. So it was the right thing to do from a purely humanitarian point of view. At the same time, it garnered a lot of very positive response from members of parliament, from the media, from the Muslim leadership as well. And so that was, it was very gratifying to see, and was a very powerful experience. From the get-go, from the time that we began this campaign, and standing there, and one of the radio journalists said to me, "Why did you come? You could have just transferred the funds." And this was a great question, and I said, "Yes, we could have just transferred the funds electronically, but I wanted to be here in person, symbolically, to say that as a Jewish community, we care." And so it was very powerful on just so many levels.
Absolutely unbelievable. What a great, great story that comes out of a terrible tragedy. Finally, Jewish community secure cemetery space for the next century. Has this been a major problem in Australia?
It's been a major problem in New South Wales, which is the state where Sydney is located. And up until this announcement, which you have just said, Howard, the Jewish community of Sydney was due to run out of cemetery space within 5 years. Our friends in the Muslim community were even in a more dire situation. They were going to run out of cemetery space within 3 years. And other communities in similar precarious situations. And bottom line is that the government authorities had just not got their act together in terms of making sure there was cemetery space available. We have been working... Our friends in the Catholic community have bought a large plot of land about 45 minutes out of Sydney, a massive plot of land, and had agreed to sublet to the Jewish community enough cemetery space which would give the Jewish community cemetery space for the next century. The problem was, in the middle of this huge expanse of land, there's one little house, or one house. And a woman lives there, and she has refused to move. I'm talking about over 5-6 years. She has it's been through councils. It's been here, there, and everywhere. So bottom line is, a few months ago, there was an independent planning commission, which was an independent judiciary, basically set up by the government. I gave evidence. She gave evidence. Members of parliament gave evidence on both sides. And just a few days ago, this independent body came down with its finding that, yes, the cemetery can go ahead. So, it has been a major problem, and fortunately, there's now a way forward, and a green light has been given.
Amazing. Unbelievable, the difficulties and the challenges. That's Vic Eladef, Chief Executive Officer of New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies.